And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with the Harris Walz campaign. Now they've trotted out Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, as a paragon of new masculinity and released an ad showing various American masculine stereotypes that support abortion. Meanwhile, Emhoff is out there telling guys to vote for abortion because it affects their ability to plan their lives. Look, I could be wrong and could have been hiding under a rock for a while, but last time I checked, planning for life doesn't usually involve ending one. Now to Australia, Victoria specifically, who is proposing a new hate speech law that could land you in prison for up to 5 years for, quote, inciting hatred or severe ridicule. Their words, not mine. The laws would apply to both public and private interactions. When severe ridicule becomes a jailable offense, I think it's time we start speaking truth even louder. Now back to more campaign news. Kamala has announced an opportunity agenda for black men. That's what it's being called. It offers $20,000 loans to black entrepreneurs. The plan also includes legalizing recreational marijuana to, quote, create opportunities for black Americans to succeed in this new industry. I'll let you connect those discriminatory dots yourself. And a video of young women declaring themselves non-binary has gone viral. In the video, these young women are claiming that they have broken free from societal expectations by rejecting the gender binary. It's fascinating how in trying to escape one box, you're just putting yourself in another one. We've talked quite a bit in recent weeks about the San Jose State volleyball team having a transgender player, and we even told you earlier this week about the University of Nevada at Reno, which was the latest women's volleyball team that refused to play San Jose State. Well, there's been more developments in that story because the university released a statement condemning their women's players for forfeiting that game. And to take it even further, the university is facing backlash for not supporting its women's volleyball team. The school claims that it's about providing an inclusive and supportive environment, but apparently that environment does not include supporting women who stand up for fair play in their own sport at their own school. And finally, let's wrap up with a glimmer of hope from Poland. Citizens there are pushing a bill to shield children from online pornography. With kids as young as 11 being exposed to this stuff, it's about time someone remembered that protecting innocence is a part of protecting children. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, I urge you to go download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these news updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.